A recent interview we aired on Morning Edition about a humpback whale singing before leaving Glacier Bay for the winter reminded us of another fun interview we did a few years ago that was also hydroacoustically themed. Since we're almost on the eve of this fall's pledge drive, we thought we'd share it again, including portions never before aired on the radio, sort of Juneau Public Radio's version of the Lord of the Dance or Three Tenors specials. In this particular instance, the sounds are related to another very important biological function, eating, rather than possibly mating, as in the example of the aforementioned humpback whale. And in this case, it appears that humans aren't the only ones who like to sneak to the refrigerator for a midnight snack. Killer whales in southeast Alaska also like to grab a nighttime meal. Observing killer whales while they're on the hunt can be tricky. The speedy mammals can top 30 knots and remain out of sight. Any observations are doubly difficult at night.
The problem always has been that we see killer whales at the surface, but we don't know what's happening underwater.
That's Dr. Volker Deke while he was at the University of British Columbia.
And even predation events by the transients, the mammal eaters, can be extremely difficult to detect. So even when they're, you know, hunting seals or harbor porpoise, you might not see a lot of behavior at the surface that indicates a kill, yet at the same time you're getting vocalizations from the animals and also crunching sounds as they're dealing with the prey carcass. And these can be extremely valuable to look at, you know, how often the animals eat, what they feed on, and that kind of stuff.
Now, thanks to the latest technology, he has a little insight into the fast-paced and normally hidden behavior of killer whales. It comes from a small device called a D-Tag, short for Digital Recording Tag. It was pioneered by Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. D-Tag is about the size of a cell phone that's carefully placed on the back of a killer whale. Suction cups keep it attached for 16 hours as killer whales roam the ocean. The D-Tag disengages and a radio signal allows researchers to recover it. The sophisticated device can precisely track a killer whale's movements through accelerometers and magnetometers.
So they record the whale's heading at any point in time, and also its orientation in three dimensions. So we can see if the animal's going down, facing upwards, if it's rolling over on its side. The resolution is fine enough that we can essentially resolve individual fluke beats. So very, very precise tracking of the animal underwater.
Built-in hydrophones make high-fidelity recordings of faint sounds normally picked up only within a few hundred yards. Echolocation, or generating sound waves that bounce off of prey or obstacles, is a common technique for some killer whales feeding on fish, but not for the transients that feed on marine mammals.
And it probably would be a very bad strategy, because as soon as they start making these sonar clicks, all the seals, the sea lions and porpoises would probably know that there are hunting killer whales around, and it would give them a chance to get away.
So transient killer whales feeding on other mammals may instead run silent and rely on their vision or use passive listening during the night or the Alaskan summer dusk.
Certainly it seems like they've gotten very good at this.
Here are some examples of harbor seals heard by killer whales. Data gathered by whale researchers over two recent summers, largely in the Stevens Passage area, includes audio recordings of killer whales on the hunt and some of their prey. A killer whale can be heard tracking a male harbor seal. It's issuing a mating call that sounds like a low scraping or a bowling ball rolling down the alley. The orca's target, though, isn't the male, which is safely near shore, but instead a female harbor seal, which is also being lured to the area.
So it's very exciting. It's almost an acoustic arms race that's going on underwater. At the one point, the prey animals, the seals and the sea lions and porpoises, are listening to sounds that the predators make. These echolocation clicks are also vocalizations that the seal that the whales use to communicate. On the other hand, the predator, the killer whales, are listening in on the communication of the prey, and everybody's trying to outsmart the other party.
This is a killer whale closing in on its prey, possibly a stellar sea lion, which apparently gives a whine of distress or pain during a ramming attack. Just over 100 hours of data was compiled with at least four predation events recorded during darkness.
Every tag that stayed on overnight has a nighttime predation event. That shows very clearly that the animals have no problems finding food at night. They certainly go after sea lions and porpoises and harbor seals at night just as well as during the daytime. If anything, they may actually be hunting preferentially at night because, you know, we did the work in June and everybody in Alaska knows that nights are very short that time of year. And so it's actually somewhat surprising.
In one of the most dramatic pieces of sound, a D-tag records a member of a pod as it pursues its prey.
That sound clip is essentially a recording of a Dall's porpoise kill. We knew it was a Dall's porpoise because we recovered prey remains and we were actually there watching from the big boat. The amazing thing about this clip is how short the attack was. It lasted for a total of 80 seconds. And in that time, you hear a very sudden, rapid acceleration of the tagged animal. You can actually hear the individual fluke beats as the flow noise on the tag. One very loud vocalization. Then there's a few leaps as the animal comes out of the water. The amazing thing is just the swiftness and the efficiency with which the animals were working, and this was actually a two-year-old animal. And then at the end of the recording, there's some crunching sounds as the whales are starting to feed on the porpoise. In a way, it reminded me of Bambi meets Godzilla. You know, there's just such a mismatch of force between the porpoise and the killer whales.
That's Dr. Volker Deke in an interview in early 2007. He told us in a recent update by email that they came back that summer for more tagging, but it wasn't quite as successful as the previous summer. The research was funded by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and conducted for the Marine Mammal Research Consortium, a group of researchers from UBC, University of Alaska, University of Washington, and Oregon State University that was initially created to investigate the endangered North Pacific stellar sea lions and how various factors, like killer whale predation, could have led to a 75% decline in the population. Deke is now a research fellow at University of St. Andrews in Scotland. We have links to some of the abstracts of his papers and also papers by his fellow researchers and another recent story featuring Deke on killer whale vocalizations that was done recently by the BBC. You can find that online on our website at ktoonews.org.